Apparently, Batwin says that all the archers at Agincourt were Welsh. Maybe.
It could be.
But the English won, whether you were there or not, girl. We won the title. We wrote the history. It's the big show. I might include that bit just to piss Batwin off and everyone else that listens to us. How you doing? I'm going to leave it out now so it really pisses everyone off who listens. Should have been here live, shouldn't you, eh? There's the point. Because we are... Oh, wrong hand. There we go, live. We are live. Yeah, we've got a new studio. Looks really nice. And joining me to discuss The Week in Tech. What a bunch. I thought we were going to have five people, so I've kind of got it a bit wrong here. But I'll sort it out in a second. Top left, it's Mr. Steve Namer, chairman of the London Mac User Group.
Good evening. Hello. Hi. How are you? And how are you?
You had a massively successful event the other week, didn't you?
Oh, for the keynote. Yeah, we had a big nightclub in town, and we had two screens, and we had lots of people turn up. We gave away a watch, an Apple watch. It was a great night. Yeah, it's good.
Cool. Have you been well? Because you haven't been on
for a
while.
Yeah, very well. The back of my house is completely ripped out at the moment. I have a kitchen done.
You sent me a picture that
afternoon.
Which is entertaining.
Half of my house is on stilts at the moment.
I don't want to show the picture because I don't want to give anything away, but you're having an extension on the back of your house and there is nothing left of the one side of your house, and it's only been like a week, hasn't it? Week and a half.
Yeah, they've been here 2 weeks, the builders, and my house is now half a house because they're currently ripped out most of it. But... it's going really well.
They're getting paid by results, I take it then. They're not spitting it out, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant. I thought all builders were lovely people.
Be careful how you phrase that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But these guys are great. So it's going really well.
Brilliant, mate. Excellent. Glad to hear it. Thank you. Next to him, it's Jeffrey. Where have you been?
Well, I was trapped in that box. You locked me in a box after me there crying for weeks. So, but now that I'm out, so now I'm ready. So that the Apple Watch is going to get announced in a few days, and or am I behind?
Mate, you missed last week. Fighty Righty and Doc were nearly at blows, yeah. Mate.
Oh man, I hated missing last week because, well, it would have been so awesome to be here. As it turns out, last week I ended up getting called by one of the TV stations, and they needed me to explain Apple Watch to them.
Let me think. Go on TV or go and shoot the shit with the British Tech Network. I know which I'd have chosen.
I think I need to reevaluate my priorities.
No. I'd have gone, mate, I own the network, and I'd have gone for the TV option first time anyway.
Well, and a program director that called me, I've done stuff with this station before, and I know her and we're friends. So whenever Misty calls me and says, hey, can you please, and then whatever it is, my answer is always yes, because it's Misty. How could I say no to her?
Does she play Misty for you?
Now, if I told you everything, I'd take the mystery out of our relationship now, wouldn't I?
Good point. And I actually want to give a big shout out, because this was a little bit of a joke to start off with. But it turned out to be really rather cool. Now, I don't know if any of you know him, but do you know Sam Montooth? He's a bass player. He's the guy...
I know that name, but I can't...
Well, he's the guy that did all the tweeting for Macworld Expo. At Macworld Expo.
Yeah. Okay.
He does all the tweeting for them. Right, anyway, his Twitter handle is at Sam Bassman. BASSMAN.
Oh, right. Okay, yes, I know who we're talking about.
So when I met him, all I could call him at Macworld was Sam Bassman. like that was his real name. But the other week he tweeted out, he was playing at a gig in California, and I said, oh, well, that's so cool. Because he said, get yourself down to this thing and tell us any requests that you've got and we'll play them. So I, from Birmingham, tweeted over and said, play Misty for me. And he sent me a video, which I'm going to cut.
That's awesome.
I'm going to cut it in here at this point and show you some of it. The audio's awful because he just did it quickly on his iPhone. He got like 20 minutes notice from me. But he actually says, this is for you, and and he plays Misty for me. There you go. So thank you, Solomon Tooth.
That's awesome.
And I said to him, what a marvellous age we live in. How cool's that? I can say, play Misty for me. And a few minutes later, a guy in California actually plays it and then sends me the video of him playing it. That is a cool world.
That's awesome. In the future.
Right there. We do live in the future. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sorry. You and I have to interrupt for a second. Batwitch wants to know if the prints behind me are the villain undies. Yes, villain undies and superhero undies. I have the matched set.
Okay. That's obviously something that's kind of cool if you're really geeky.
Yes, which is why Batwench totally picked up on that. Okay. Well done.
Yeah.
Cool. Snooge she's put now, which I don't know what that means.
Ooh, those are cool.
They are, okay. I think I've seen those. I'll have to have a think. Underneath it, second time today, and I hope we're not going to fight like we did this morning, Kelly G.
It's been an absolute age. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a whole 5 hours since the last time we argued.
I know.
You two should just get a room.
No. No, mate. We get the. That would be like a rock band in the 70s hiring the room. There'd be nothing left of it.
I'll bring the camera and safety goggles.
Jesus. I was going to say what you've been up to this afternoon, but you've been sitting waiting to come on here and talking to me on Twitter, so there we go. Love you loads, Kel. See you soon. Next to her, it's Fighty Righty.
Woo!
Settings out in the red corner with the red earphones.
Push out the hate and pull in the love.
Oh, he's coming. You turned into a pacifist.
I found a side of myself I didn't know existed, I think.
You're like a Buddhist monk now, aren't you?
I know, yeah, I
just
am.
Just totally more, love and I'm pacifism, but don't crap, screw with me, all right?
Yeah. I feel all zen just because you're here.
I've got like that burning crap that they have and candles and all that, you know. I'm all calm now, so I'll be good this week, I promise.
Zen charges.
Oh, that
burning crap.
Zen charges a tenner for feeling awesome. Him.
It's the quiet ones you need to look out for.
You weren't quiet last week, mate.
Sorry, mate. Bennett.
We've had a review. If you've got a review, hang on. I ain't read it yet. We've had a review. If you've got a review for us, then please stick it in iTunes, because one of the things that they rank us on, we think, because no one actually knows, is the number of reviews that you've got. And it doesn't matter whether they're 5-star or 2-star or 1-star, whatever you think we're worth, please give it us. And I will read every single one out that we get. We're having a bit of trouble trying to find some of the ones, but because comment cast has stopped working properly with Yosemite. But we're going to try. This one is from Coiled String, who hasn't left us a review before at all. Recently, this show seems to have lost steam, with many of the hosts not making it. Lots of small talk banter just fill the time and really losing its identity. We'll give it a couple more weeks before unsubscribing to see if things will come together again.
That's probably directed right at me. Call it a hunch.
2 stars. No, it's not just you. We had a bit of a problem with traffic the other week. And Lee Garrett ended up not getting back in time and all that kind of stuff. And Ellis did a show. So the first thing is, the first thing I want to say is everyone should leave a review and say what they think. And a guy called Mal Cranmer left a critical review of the Max show a few weeks ago. But I don't mind, because Mal left a review before and he's changed his mind because it's not the original panel. And he liked the original panel. Well, and the thing I say, I'm sorry, Mal, but okay. I can't force people to come back on the show. If I can't get the original panel together every week, I'm stuffed. In answer to you, Coiled Spring, I can't force people to be here. If they're stuck in traffic and there's things that happen, especially time change, DST has wrecked havoc in the podcast world. It always does every year.
Boy, howdy.
It's worse than it's worse than an iOS update, okay? And that's what I mean. See, right there. So I think, you know, just give us a couple of weeks. Like you say, thank you very much. And I think last week's episode, which you'd left this before last week's episode, it was a bit of a humdinger, so I think you enjoyed that one. I would hope you did anyway. But if you're going to leave us a review and you've listened for a while, leave us a review that says that you listened to us for a while and what it is, and then change it if we change, that's fine, but don't let the first review you give us be the one just before you leave when you've listened to us before for a while. That's a bit uncharitable,
and
don't you think?
To his credit, he did say, I've listened for a while, and this was how it was that I preferred, and I don't, I'm not a big fan of the new thing. And that at least tells you what it is that they don't like, instead of just, this sucks, or, you know, whatever. Like, it's an actual piece of content.
I'm fine with that. And as I said, Mal Kramer did the same with the Mac show, and I'm perfectly okay with it, because I know Mal left us a great review to start off with, and it just, the show has become not something he wants to listen to, which I can't change, because Don McAllister is making millions. Will Green is off doing whatever Will Green does, and Jesus.
Saving the universe.
I don't know that I actually want to understand what Will Green does during the week. And Dr. Happy Mac, well, he's just got he's loved up and doesn't come out from under the bed covers. So there's nothing I can do, I'm afraid.
That's the most beautiful thing I've heard all day.
It is. There's a lot of love out there. There's a lot of love for Dr. Happy Mac.
He deserves some serious loving.
Good news.
He does.
Carl Swaggart's coming back to the Mac show next Friday.
Yay! Kyle.
Well, no, because of the time change, because the Philippines doesn't move. He gets an hour closer. So it's a bit earlier in the evening for him.
Well, so. I'm excited because I'll finally have somebody to talk basketball with.
And it's nobody at my house. Is Mr. Basketball. If you want to leave us a review, thank you very much. I don't mean to pour scorn on what Cole Spring has written, but it's a shame that that's his first review when he's listened for a while. Yep. So.
Don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
No, don't.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of sexy.
Yeah. Just saying. Give us a nice review or we'll send Fighty Righty around, all right? So, who's brought a story? Who's first in line? Who thinks their story cannot be topped?
Me!
Oh, righty, come on then.
Okay, if I had a hat on, I'd take it off. And I'm doing this more often. Microsoft. It's another Microsoft story. Well, I'm going to take my hat off once again because they are really, I don't, Mr. Nutella.
I'm already typing Internet Explorer. Go on.
No, not at all. Yes, no, it's good they killed Internet Explorer. That's a good thing. But Mr. Nutella, spread him on bread. He's a good man. But obviously they've done all the good things. They've obviously released the great iOS apps, Android apps, all the stuff, mobile's great. OneDrive's great. They've realized that, they didn't have to lock everyone into Windows to use their services and their apps. Windows 10 is going to be a free upgrade for Windows XP and Windows 7 users. That's a great thing. But what they're actually doing now is, if you are watching this show and you have a hooky copy of Windows, they're going to give you a legitimate free copy of Windows 10 for everyone.
You're joking.
Yeah. If you have a legal copy of Windows XP, Windows 7, Vista, or other, they are going to give you a free copy.
And now, what's wrong with Windows 95 or Windows 3.1?
No, don't go back that far. But apparently in 2011, Mr. Ballmer, Mr. Baldyhead, did say that, especially in China, only one of every 10 Windows users had a legitimate license. And obviously that's huge. So what they've said, and I think I've put it here, we believe our customers over time will realize the value of properly licensing Windows software, and we'll make it easy for them to move to legitimate copies. So if you have got that cracked version of Windows, they're going to give you a free copy. Now, that's absolutely huge, because no one's gone kind of to that kind of extent to get people into the ecosystem. Now, I'm kind of thinking, okay, they're going to try and make money through the apps, kind of Apple kind of modeling thing, but that is really properly aggressive, isn't it?
Now, are you sure that's what's happening? Because I've seen some people on Twitter this afternoon saying that, no, it's not true. I haven't had a chance to look into it, so I don't know. I'm just tossing that out there.
So,
right. So I've put a link in the chat room, and the link there is it's not saying that they're going to be legit, I'm afraid.
No, am I getting it wrong?
Yeah. Well, no, I think they've clarified their statement, which doesn't render what you've said wrong. But go on, Kelly.
The link I had, because this was my story too, was from Ars Technica, and the update. Where's the latest updating of updates? We asked Microsoft for clarification on the material implications of having a non-genuine free upgrade to Windows 10 and got no comment. the wording is interesting. With Windows 10, although non-genuine PCs may be able to upgrade to Windows 10, the upgrade will not change the genuine state of the license. If a device was considered non-genuine or mislicensed prior to the upgrade, that device will continue to be considered non-genuine or mislicensed after. So you can get Windows 10, you just won't be legit if you do it on an illegitimate machine.
So he's got all excited for nothing then.
Well, there's another quote here. Speaking at the WinH conference yesterday, Mearson said that Windows 10 would not be available to all people other than those in Norfolk.
I use a Mac, so screw you, Microsoft.
He's gone from I freaking love Nutella to screw you, Microsoft.
Yeah,
and that was like, right, no. That's like 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Right, here I come. It was
that's really fast.
Now. Not saying that people from Norfolk are fickle bastards or anything, you know, but... So, I got to say, Righty, that's the shortest story you've ever managed to do on the big show.
I know. I thought
I'd
got it all
really
right.
I'm really sorry I shut that down for
you. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, no, it's not.
I'm tempted to make up the next story in the style of Righty.
Who's next?
Do it.
Well, that's cool because that means Righty and Kelly have both got to find other stories in. So, Mr. Neighbour, take us. Do you, tonight, Matthew, IRB, fight you, Righty.
I'd be going somewhere else.
God, blimey, you sound just like him.
Can I talk about my love of meerkat?
No, this shit.
Meerkat.
It's not.
Right, talk us through
Please
your...
Please do. Talk I want to know what's the deal.
Well, talk us through your love of meerkat before we talk about the fact that it fell over miraculously today.
It's working now.
Oh, mate.
I love it.
Go on.
Brilliant.
So you love meerkat because? In 500 words or less.
So anyone who doesn't know, Meerkat iOS app at the moment configures itself alongside Twitter and allows anyone to turn their phone into an instant TV studio. So stream, when you stream whatever you're looking at, you get you an instant chat room as well that's dead easy to operate. And it's really interesting. If you go on Twitter and then search for hashtag Meerkat, you can see the other people streaming. Basically what... Everybody, well, 9 out of 10 people in there are streaming for about 5 seconds and then they turn it off because I don't think they realise how easy it is and how quick it is to stream. So I was at a Irish party in Trafalgar Square on last Sunday and I streamed that for about 5 minutes. And it was great. It was within about 30 seconds, there was about 8 people, 10 people, 15 people in the chat room that was instantly created and commenting on what I was seeing. And I think it's amazing. I think it's like Twitter when it first started and when the celebrity, and it's
what,
just
mean,
in
it
the tech
work?
Audience as far as I can work out at the moment. But once celebrities get involved in this, it will be huge. Whether it's Meerkat or whether it's one of the other streaming systems that's being set up, I think it's really impressive.
Have you used it today?
Today?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's not...
I have actually.
It's not working.
And the block party's
yeah, so
too.
That's somebody streaming now and it's working. It's just you that you can't stream out.
Well, no, I don't think it is me, because everyone, when I was trying to stream during the old eclipse, said it's not working here either. Everyone, for everybody, so.
So I'll turn him down. So this is a guy who's streaming, I don't know who he is, but this is a guy who's streaming live now, so it is working.
I can't get it to work at all. It just says it's got low connectivity and that's it. It's off, and that's all it's done for me since about the second day. I'm okay. Sure it's awesome normally.
So I'm streaming now.
You're streaming now, and?
I am. And it's very exciting. There's nobody watching. And I'm watching what I'm watching.
How
good is that?
I'm watching. Oh, to watch, you've got to log in.
Yeah, with your Twitter account. Have you not configured it with your Twitter?
Sign in. Here we go. This is live. So All right, it's just letting me in. Here we go. And Steve, there's Steve.
Are you watching me watch? But it is rubbish on podcasts because you just, it's just people listening to each other saying, I'm streaming you, you're streaming me. Wow.
I've been to parties like that.
Yeah.
Just, I was young and needed the money.
It's, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the feed here and Steve's got the chat room up and he's clearly been drinking because there's nothing steady in this.
That's water. That is not vodka. That is water.
Oh, right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. You've been drinking.
I have, yeah.
it's a lovely picture of a red plant.
When people like, I don't know, all the celebrities start using it, it'll be mental.
Well, I'm downloading it again to just see if it's my installation that's at fault, so. And then I too shall start streaming. And we could stream each other. Does that mean we've crossed the streams?
Do you not, why? What?
Total protonic reversal.
Do I not what?
Do you not think this is good?
No, I think it's awesomely cool, but I tried to use it today and it just fell flat on its face.
In fact, you did like 5 streams at like 9 o'clock and they all failed, didn't they?
Yeah, I couldn't get anything. It just kept saying low connectivity, which,
yeah.
I mean, it was on my Wi-Fi, which is, you know, 1 gigabit a second, and I got Virgin Media here at 125 megabits per second, so there's absolutely no way that this was failing.
Oh, yeah, so I've got my own chat room now. So Cyberpool's just commented that it's good for events. It is going to be really good for events. So when we're doing the Ale Mug parties for the keynotes, we can easily just live stream the event with our own little chat room.
I've completely reinstalled the app and I've just got low connectivity again.
Well, just because you're having problems doesn't mean it's rubbish.
No, fair enough. It's obviously me. It must be my fault.
It's the raw chicken again, isn't it?
It is. No, exactly right. I've got 3 people watching. How can I have 3 people watching when I've got low connectivity? Am I streaming anything?
It goes as audio only.
It's audio only. There we go. I'm live now. I do be live now.
You do be live.
I do be live. but it's 2 people watching. And stream will resume once connectivity has strengthened. But it's not strengthening. Is it because I is brummy? Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Saba.
I can't believe I've got absolutely sod all working on this frigging application. And I've got 6 people watching me.
That's pretty impressive. Smart.
6 people watching me do sod all.
What are they seeing? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
I need a better drum chair.
How do you refresh it? I mean...
So anyway, do you not get this as a advancement upon Twitter?
I do. I absolutely get it.
Oh, totally.
But I
if
can't
it works.
Get the soddy thing to work.
But moving on from you not being able to get it to work.
Okay, it's my fault, right? Yeah, we did that. Go on.
Yes, it's all your fault.
You sound like my wife.
What?
Well, it must be your fault. Yes, okay, it's my fault, darling. Yes, of course it is. Of course.
This is why you've been able to stay married so long, Ewan.
Yes.
Yeah!
I can't believe I didn't realise before that it was completely my fault.
So, maybe if I had said, yes, you're right, as opposed to, no, it's not. No, that's not true.
Greg Skinner's just tweeted out that I've done the worst meerkat ever. Remember Agincourt, Greg?
Is there a badge that you can get for that, Ewan?
No, but I can't refresh it. I mean, how can I have low connectivity when I'm on a...
You don't have any. It says you're done.
I tell you what, though, this is the first thing that I've used that has inspired me to think about a Google Glass type scenario. So, if I'd love to stream. I run into work and stream the run that I do in the work and see the chat room kind of as I run through London and comments and stuff like that. That'd be really interesting.
There's just people going, come on, neighbour.
Yeah.
Faster, boy, faster.
Future, though.
That's just opening yourself for abuse, isn't it? Not that I can.
A bit.
A little, yes.
But yeah, so you're still streaming then?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got 5 people watching. I am.
5 people. That's the thing. That's the greater comment. It's not to do with the fact of the technology of Meerkat. It's to do with what the bloody hell are 5 people doing watching Steve Neighbor hold it up to a chat room that doesn't give a shit and's taking the piss. And that's 5 people are willing to watch that over The Voice or some other shit that's on TV. Bear Grylls, Mission to Survive.
Well, it's really interesting the other people that are on this at the moment. So there's a pizza restaurant in Toronto that I was watching earlier today. My life is that entertaining. And they were making all the bread for their evening pizzas. And they had 12 people watching. So I tell you what, there's other 11 people in the world that are sad as me.
See, no matter what,
but they're sad together, and that's a special, beautiful thing.
It is.
I used to have a screensaver that was random webcams. No, it was a widget. It was a dashboard widget. Remember those? And it would, and randomly when the dashboard came up, it would be a different webcam. And so there was one that was pointed at Times Square in New York City. There was one that was pointed at a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. There was one at, in all these different places, one that looked out on the Pacific Ocean in California. And it was all these different ones. And it's the same sort of thing. I enjoyed every once in a while. I would just like let dashboard come up to see what it was that they were going to show me. And it was almost always something interesting. There would be somebody doing something weird in Times Square. There would be somebody being married by an Elvis impersonator or somebody coming in and vacuuming in the wedding chapel, like between people. And sometimes it would just be a nice picture of the ocean on a sunny day because Southern California. So it was always something kind of fun. And I feel like Meerkat's probably similar to that. Like every once in a while, it's nice to just sort of look in and see what you get.
And it's voyeurism. It's voyeurism on people's lives. So Paul has tweeted in my chat room, did I see him drive into, I don't know where he was going the other day, but I did. I watched him drive somewhere. It's just stupid. Why am I watching someone else drive?
And I it's did it just the other like day.
I watched, I watched Alex, the Pixel guy. I watched him drive through Africa. And it was fascinating, but it's rubbish at the same time.
So, no, see, this is the thing. I've restarted my iPhone, and I'm still getting a low connectivity error. I've tried on 3G, and I've tried on my home Wi-Fi, and I still get a low connectivity error. And I've done a hard reset on my phone, and I'm still getting a low connectivity error. Bookery chimes in perfectly on your last comment there about voyeurism by saying, do you remember Chat Roulette?
Oh, my God.
Is that still going? Chat Roulette.
My camera's too high. I mean,
it's at low. No, Steve, no one's going to admit.
You can move the camera, it's okay.
No one's going to admit that they remember Chat Roulette is still running. Or they know.
No, I love Chat Roulette. We used to play
video games at Chat Roulette. Let me check,
every
Steve.
Time a penis came on the screen.
Which was every other frame.
Which means you had to drink a lot.
Okay, let's go. See, I can do this. You can't see what I'm doing. But
so I just did a Google search, and yep, Chat Roulette's there.
Yep.
Ooh. Rule number one, broadcasting or offering nudity is not allowed. Well, closing that tab.
Yeah, that's adorable.
That random is
there. I have an invisible iPad. Look at that.
Oh, God, this is complicated. You have to log into Chat Roulette now.
This is the latest thing from Apple. It's got front-facing and rear-facing cameras that changes the camouflage on it. There you go. Look, you see, you will never see my iPad. Look, see, it's gone. It's gone. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
You flashy bugger.
Rankin, you're full of shit.
That iPad is so thin.
It's the thinnest, lightest iPad ever.
Right, I'm going to try in and log in on my iPad. And if I can't do it on my iPad, it means, right, that Meerkat's shit. If I can log in on my iPad, it means that I'm an idiot and I've got done something wrong with my iPhone. There we go.
Yeah. We knew
is that fair? Is that fair?
Existed, but we've made it better.
Right, here we go. I'm going to stream now. Okay, access my camera, access my microphone. Here we go.
No one can get your stream, apparently.
There we go. It's up. Right, now, there we go. I'm streaming live with my invisible iPad.
All right.
Oh, I guess, yeah, so here we go. You're bowling. I'm chat rouletting.
You're chat rouletting. Have you seen a
cock? Let's go.
Have you seen a cock yet? Apart from...
Oh, my goodness.
No, don't answer that. There we go. That's me with my invisible iPad. See, do you like my invisible iPad?
Is that it? He's alive.
Yeah, I put it in front of my face, and it even camouflages
And then your face disappears.
It even camouflages my face.
That's amazing. It's beautiful.
Awesome. Wow.
Awesome. There we go.
Saranac, ooh, that was what I was going to say, was Twitch is the same sort of, I think it hits the same spot in people's brain as what Meerkat does. You know, Steve was talking about watching someone drive, and watching people play games is a similar thing to me.
That's
your mileage may vary, but Twitch is a lot like that, I think.
Oh, check that out. That's the weirdest shit in the world, look. Head shrinkers.
Okay, I am now live streaming chat roulette and whatever comes on my screen.
Right. On Meerkat?
This is what Meerkat was invented for.
See, this is...
Oh, my God.
Head shrinking.
This is the culmination of the internet right here. Live podcasting while someone is meerkatting chat roulette.
Ewan, you need to rotate your iPad 90 degrees, and then it's perfect.
See,
there you go.
There's my desk. There's my desk. Look, neighbor. Look, you see? I got to crawl underneath. I have to crawl underneath here.
Something wrong. What's going on? Okay.
And that's the feed that you guys see. And that's the screens, and that's what I see broadcasting. There we go.
Oh, she was nice.
I got 12 people watching that shit.
Why have you got 12 people? I've got 8 people, and I'm doing...
Because people like me.
Okay.
Up close and personal, what's this? Jesus Christ, that's a hell of a tweet. Finally. Well, it's obviously something to do with my iPhone 6, then, because my iPad is gangbusters. Oh. There we go.
The problem is your iPhone is not invisible.
He's not what?
Invisible. Like your iPad.
True. I need to get a coating for it, but iPhone will not broadcast. Will not broadcast at all. So there you go.
Ah, blimey.
Is it time for another story now?
Yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Do you want me to do a story so that you have more time to find one, Kelly?
Jeffrey.
No, I have one. I have two, actually.
Wow.
So one of them is actually, it's Friday afternoon for Kelly. So this is complete and utter frivolity. If you go to HTML5, drummachine.com, you have a web page that approximates the 808. Now, for people who don't know what the 808 is, the 808 is...
Let me please. The TR-808 was a Roland drum machine, young lady.
Yes.
Which was made before you were born.
But all the music I've listened to for a goodly portion of my life is all powered by the 808. Beastie Boys name drop it in at least one of their songs. They say nothing sounds quite like an 808 in Body Movin'. They say that. And then in an old Sir Mix-a-Lot song, he talks a couple of times about the 808 kick drum. So I know of what I speak. It's from a company called Roland. It's a particular variety of drum machine, and it has powered almost everything that you have ever enjoyed shaking it to. I guarantee it. And now you can get one on the web.
It's, what?
That webpage, HTML5drummachine.com, is a web approximation of the 808.
Oh. What was the echo there? So, that's awesome. Because I had an 808. I had an 808. And, I was 19. I mean,
there's even a band called 808 State named after this.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and it was an awful drum machine.
Propeller Heads would be nothing without the 808.
No, it was...
And Fatboy Slim, yeah, makes me happy. Anyway,
the thing that was different,
so here you go.
The thing that was cool about the 808 was the fact that it had manual controls, so you had pads on it that you could hit. that would make it. And that, then they took the engine that was in it, the driver engine, and they put it in the Roland MT200, which was the like a disk drive. Remember 144 mm-hmm. floppies? So this thing would have 144 floppies in it, but it would have a TR-808 drum machine in it. And then the DX, not the DX7, I was going to say the DX7 had an 808 in it, but one of the major keyboards that they had a built-in 808. It was awesome. It was seminal. Nay.
Isn't it 808 state we're going to rock you?
That's KLF. Yeah, I think so.
Is that a KLF?
Oh, KLF is going to rock you. Yeah.
I'm in an 808 state of mind. Was 808 state.
KLF. They probably had an 808. They probably had several 808s, and then they probably set one on fire.
Right, we need to go to iTunes Store and put in 808 State and play their fantastic track, which I'm in an 808 state of mind. I'm sure that's
really cool.
How did
you find out about this, Kelly? Were you just surfing the net and thought, I want to find an 808 machine?
I don't remember where I came across it. I found it yesterday. Somebody on Twitter was maybe mentioned it or something. And that might have been where I found it. But it was just, I was like, oh, hey, this is really awesome. And I kind of want to talk about it. Because I'm a sucker for the 808. I really enjoy electronic music. So it was really awesome to me to get to be able to maybe play with some, you know, like the way people did, you know, when everybody lived and breathed 808s. So
good times.
What is that?
Here we go. This is it. Oh, Pacific
Sun. Oh, yes. Oh. So good.
Quality track. That's available in iTunes. It's 5 minutes, 50 seconds long, and it's 99 pence.
Where's my white gloves?
And it's the only popular song on their best of.
So I go to it's kind of related. So we go to raves that are designed for kids. So they take over a rave house, and they play the music quite quietly-ish. But it's for parents to take their kids along. It was quite good. They had all the rave type stuff going on.
A family-friendly rave.
Yeah,
that
it's called...
Seems...
What's it called? It's called Big Fish, Little Fish in London. And they do rave parties. And they play. They have DJs, former DJs, you know, like not Pete Tong and stuff like that, but people that if you listen to the rave, you would know.
If it's all gone Pete Tong, you're in trouble.
True.
Little child-sized roofies.
Yep.
Easy.
Short water bottles, yeah.
Short water bottles.
This network and this program do not support or condone the use of drugs in any fashion whatsoever. Kids.
Party favors that are really party favors.
If someone
Smarties offers giving drugs. Out to people, some dodgy guy walking around.
I'll do half a Smartie.
With
I'll
me a cat. Right, if someone asks you to pay
to make
for drugs,
a video
kids,
of this now.
Don't. Become a rock star and you get them for free. Great story, I think. I
thought it was fun.
What's the link again, Kelly?
It's on the web.
Oh, right, it's on the web. That's not helping. It's in the chat room.
Okay. Do you want a Google Maps story instead?
Vintage synth. Oh, hell, shit, no. vintagesynth.com/Roland/808PHP. There we go. I was just reminding everyone. Well, that's not the 808 I had. Mine had pads on it.
Yours was the safety 808.
Oh, I need to do a check now because I may have had something that I'm sure I had the 808, but there we go. Excellent story. Jeff, do you have a story?
I do. My story... Man, it's really hard to follow the 808. That was an awesome story. All right. So my story, while on the surface,
I just
may appear as if it's Apple.
Excuse me, Jeff, for interrupting. I just want to do a quick poll. I just want to do a quick poll of the chat room and the panel present. Do you think we're going to keep this guy listening or what?
No.
No.
I'll miss him. I'm very sad.
See you, Cable Spring. Au revoir.
I think he may think that this show is purposely designed to wind him up as much as possible.
Well, there may be a bit
like,
of that. Maybe
like the show that we did where we said Google and we said it right after we said okay.
Oh, that one. When Jeff started, he thought, oh, actually, finally, a decent story. And then you interrupt him and it's winding him up even more.
You know your mother?
Yeah.
Don't make sure
I ain't going to bleep this. Go on, Ronnie.
No.
Sorry, Jeff. Anyway, carry on, mate. Carry on. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. Totally worth the interruption there. All right. So MDSEC, they do security research stuff. They went out and found this little box you can buy that you plug into an iPhone, and it does a brute force attack on your four-digit passcode and actually cracks your passcode, figures out what it is.
No!
Whoa.
And if you have set your iPhone so that it does the 10 strikes and you're out things that it automatically wipes itself, doesn't happen with this, because they actually crack open the iPhone and hook into the battery leads and all this other stuff, so that as soon as the box tries a passcode that's bad, it kills the power so that your iPhone can't write the failed login attempt to its own memory. Which means they can just continue to do the brute force attack until they eventually get your passcode. Oh, and so the longest it would take, considering iPhone reboot times, 111 hours. And they'd have your passcode.
Scary.
So they can do any phone in 111 hours, guaranteed.
Yeah. So if they can do the iPhone, they can do any phone. It's just a matter of making sure that they're sending the right code to the device so that it can it's registered as being a passcode entered in.
Now,
yeah,
how is this? There's got to be a feasibility of attack here. So have they got to have the device, or is it
they have to physically have your device?
Okay, that's a good start.
And then they have to be comfortable actually cracking open the case, so that take the screws out or whatever to pop the iPhone open and then connect to ports inside the phone to do this. So this isn't something that your friends are just going to do as a joke, because, well, first the box costs £200, which is almost $300. And then they just need to have the time to actually use it. So no, this isn't something that's going to happen while you run to the head at the bar because you have to pee.
Head being this is just for those that aren't naval. So there's plenty of visual clues here that this is taking place.
There's a lot of visual clues. The first one is, where's my iPhone?
Where's my
because
phone?
It's gone. And, and then if you happen to see your iPhone while hacking it, you will see that your iPhone has been opened and that there's all these wires running into it. And there's this box off to the side that's running numbers all the time. So now when it actually gets the login code, it displays what that code is. So they have it. So they can continue to log in, which then gives them the ability to reset your iPhone if they want. And now it can be sold on the gray market. Or if the government wanted to use something like this, and you can bet they've had stuff like this for a while, then they can use it to access the contents of your phone without you providing a login. So the fix for this right now is pretty easy. First, don't let your iPhone out of your sight. But then the other thing is switch from the simple four-digit code to a complex code. Because right now this device only does the four-digit codes. Now, if they change so that it can do more complex codes, the amount of time it will take to hack or crack your code goes up substantially. So, but yeah, if they can do this for an iPhone, it doesn't matter what kind of smartphone you have, this can be done. Mm-hmm. And if someone is out there being all smug saying, well, I have the Android, whatever, or I have the Windows phone, whatever, so I'm safe, you should have bought that. No, this can happen to you. And if there's boxes that people can buy to do this for the iPhone, you can bet that there are boxes out there that do this for Android and Windows as well.
Serenek suggesting a show title of Dude, Where's My iPhone?
Where's your iPhone, dude?
Yeah. He's also saying maybe don't use a 4-digit PIN would be sensible.
Yes.
But that said, most people's 8-digit PIN is their 4-digit PIN repeated.
Right.
Well, if you're doing a complex code on an iPhone, it can include letters as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not good. I mean, is this like a... So, I mean, you've got proof of concept in this, but...
More than proof of concept.
Is the tech...
You can buy these today.
Well, no, but the point is that in terms of the fact of a doable hack...
Oh, this is absolutely
not really doable unless you've stolen someone's iPhone.
Yeah. The practicality of it drops dramatically because it requires physical access. Just like a lot of things that are out there that could possibly crack your phone, this is another one of those that in order for it to work at all, somebody has to have your phone in their hands, not your hands.
So in terms of the speed and the swiftness and the feasibility of actually achieving this across a wide spectrum of people, it's a proof of concept. But there's nothing to say that tech can't be increased in terms of speed via port access, etc.
Right.
So, interesting.
Quick question. Once you've remote wiped your phone, if it's been lost, can you then continue to track where it is? Or once you've remote wiped it, it's lost, gone.
Yeah, because the tracking's based on the IMEI, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it can still be tracked.
The default, my understanding is the default for location services is on when on a rewiped phone.
Yeah.
I'll stand corrected, which I do most weeks, so.
Because I know that the default for enterprise is only 6 digits, so it's only at 4 now. So obviously 6 digits will come soon, I'm assuming.
I doubt it, because 6 digits, people are lazy. People don't want to type 6 digits. I know it's stupid, but people are lazy, and if having to type in more digits is something that's added to our smartphones and our bank codes and stuff, people are just going to be up in arms that people prefer convenience to security.
Well, it's not going to change. That, doesn't it? You can have a longer code.
I think, but having said that, though, people prefer convenience to security. If they've got to physically have their device on them in order to maintain that security, yes, I would say that I would rather have a 4-digit passcode because I know when my phone goes missing, it's not in my pocket, it's not on the stand. I ring it and I don't hear it ringing in the house. I know it's gone. And if it's gone, there's a lot of security measures that are there for me. So I think the feasibility of this attack vector is not good at the moment, but that's not to say it won't change.
I agree, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, without wishing to be alarmist, you know, the idea of this is there, but as long as you've got your iPhone and your sticky mitt, it's not happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I, the one thing that bothers me, and we did a Mac show years ago with Bageltech with Graham Cluley from Sophos, and he said, you know, the Mac community, now is the time for the Mac community to adopt antivirus because whilst there is limited capacity for attacks on Mac, that is not always going to be the case, and you need to get in the regimen of thinking about attacks taking place and being realistic. And this is one of those things that you sit there and go, oh, okay, well, that can't happen unless they've broken my phone, but there are other ways now to get towards that, perhaps for them, that they can work towards. So it may not always be a physical attack.
Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, how's that for an upbeat story?
Yeah, thanks, mate.
That's your thing.
We've done, considering this is a show that's supposed to avoid Apple, we've not done very well this week, have we? Which goes back to Brett. And now I want to apologise to Brett, because Brett set a question in for the Mac show, and we got into a heated debate, and I forgot to ask his question, although I did read out the comment that supported Doc at the end. So I will read it next week, Brett. I do apologise. I will remember, I promise. Has everyone done a story?
Believe it or not, possibly.
Possibly. Ish.
Steve, what was yours?
Meerkat.
Meerkat, okay.
That was...
it all went wrong. Gotcha.
Said the girl who picked the TR-808.
Ain't a thing wrong with an 808, mister. I'm going to tell you what. I told you I could give you a Google Maps story if you were, but no, no.
This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. They're awesome. And we got some really fantastic stuff kicking off with them. It really is good. So there's a all you Americans are sitting there going, oh, do you know what? UK2.net, I love it, but you know the exchange rates kills me. I can't use the offer codes. Well, you can if you really want to, and you can go to UK2 and you'll get fantastic deals. And you think, I really want a dedicated server, but you know they're UK, they're not US. Well, we've got a new sponsor, and the new sponsor is an affiliate of UK2.net. And they are 100tb.com. They do dedicated servers, and you get 100 terabytes of transfer per month off them. They are absolutely fantastic. We're going to have some offer codes for them as well, as just like we do with the UK2 stuff. But one thing that they're doing for us, which is awesome, is they are completely transforming the way that we do live streaming. So we will live stream next month with an awful lot of ingenuity and dedication from Paul Wheatley. And the people at UK2, you can tell this has got sod all to do with me because my Hello World's still in beta. they are going to sponsor our live streaming. We will have our own server, which is dedicated to nothing else but live streaming through 100tb.com. And it will have distribution content management. So everyone in the world will get the British Tech Network podcast at the moment that everyone else in the world gets it. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. We should be a lot quicker as well, which means interaction with the chat room will be a little bit easier rather than reading back two or three lines. And it's just awesome. And that's all come about through UK2. I went to have dinner with them a few weeks ago, and they sat down with me and they were like, we love supporting you guys. We want to carry on supporting you guys. What can we do? And it was just an amazing meeting, because to go and, you know, normally you sit and talk to people in the modern era and they're always looking to penny pinch, or they're looking to say, oh, what's my return on my investment and that kind of stuff. And UK2 just sat there and said, we want to support you, we love what you do, and we want to keep there with you. So please, please, please support UK2. If you're out anywhere listening to this podcast, just next chance you get to stop, pull over the car or anything like that, or you start walking along, just open Twitter and say thanks at UK2 or at UK2 help for supporting British Tech Network, because they are awesome and we know that they wouldn't exist without you, and we really, really wouldn't. That's not just a line. We really wouldn't exist without them. And also, what a cast. All the switching software you've seen tonight on my Meerkat feed that I put out on my iPad, that was all Wirecast. £2,000 worth of software they've given us, which is just unbelievable. And you're going, well, okay, but I don't need broadcast software. Well, who cares? Get ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is an awesome capture system.
ScreenFlow is really cool.
It really is cool. And it doesn't matter what size screen you've got. If you've got a 5K iMac, it will capture 5K video from that iMac as screen capture, and it will do mm-hmm. what you want with it. You can crop it. You can shrink it. You can do anything you like with it, and it'll capture from your master audio system that's in your computer as well. So you can have external cards that do your audio, or USB devices that do your audio, or just the basic sound imports and that kind of stuff. It will still capture them for you. So ScreenFlow, check it out. It's 50 quid-ish, something like that. And I think there's offer codes kicking around as well if you have a look. So thank you, Telestream, and thank you, UK2. One of the other things that we've done, if you've noticed, if you go to thebritishtechnetwork.com and look at the website, we've got some banners up. And I want to say a huge thank you to Paul Wheatley for doing the website, and also for doing all the grunt work on the website. Me and Wrighty chucked in with a few design ideas that he ended up having to solve. But one of the things we've got is some banners that were drawn by Len Peralta. Len does all the cartoons on Daily Tech News Show, which is Tom Merritt's podcast, and he is just fantastic. But we've got a great offer with him. It's an offer code. It's BTN Caricatures or BTN Len, either of those two. Get in touch with us through btncaricatures@gmail.com, and you can have your own caricature. So all the ones that we've got that are absolutely awesome, you can have yours of you. Batwench is the first one to dive into this and say, yes, sign me up. So for $100, what Batwench got was her caricature, which you can see here, which is awesome. It looks exactly like her. And she also then gets to pick her dream team. And her podcasting dream team is now a banner on the BTN website, and it will come up periodically. There's 32 banners at the moment that you can find. And
that's awesome.
You can collect them all. There's one for the photo show, which Ian Lewis found the other week, which he really enjoyed. But this is Batwench's BTN podcast dream team. There you go. And she could only choose from the people that we got caricatures for. So, Steve, you were not eligible for this dream team, although you may be for the future. But Righty, Kelly, Jeff, Greeny, Doc, and me were her podcast dream team.
Aww.
Thank you so much, Batwench.
That's so nice.
That's awesome.
And Batwench.
Batwench's picture. They're in order as well that she wrote them down, which is why I'm looking pissed off, because I'm last. In fact, I'm on
you just look like enough, you're looking over at her suspiciously, like perhaps she's up to something.
Yeah,
so like to me, it made total sense.
Like she picked me last. Back when she's saying that she would have Mr. Neighbour in, but he wasn't eligible. There we go.
Sorry.
No, what we did was, because we could only, the Lemperalta caricatures have cost us a fair old bit. We could only afford 10. So we've bought those 10, and we just did it on a spreadsheet of how many people have appeared and what their routine appearances and stuff. So there is 10 other people who are in the next bunch, and that includes things like Sam and Chiz from the Gamer Show and that kind of stuff. So if you'd like to support us, then buy your caricature, and for your caricature, you will get your own banner. You will be on the website as one of the banners to be found by everybody, and you'll get an access area, all access areas pass. And your caricature will be sent to you in full resolution as a PNG file, so you can do what the hell you like with it. Make it your Twitter feed, whatever you want. So send us an email to btncaricatures@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you about how you can go about doing it. There you go. Thank you, Len, as well, because he's done an absolutely fantastic job on those. They're awesome. Right. Have we got a cool thing, Mr. Neighbour?
Can I talk about the game I've been playing?
Oh, yes.
It's called Galcon. Do you know it? G-A-L-C-O-N.
Yeah.
And it's Galcon 2.
Right.
I remember playing the first one. And this game, I haven't found a decent kind of strategy arcade-y game on the phone, but this one is really good. Basically, you are in space, and that's a good start to any game. And you have a planet. And on your planet, it starts with 100, and then it goes, clicks up to 101, 102 every so often. And the number represents the number of ships that you have. And you can take over other planets if you have more ships than that planet. And it's a multiplayer game, so you can play versus one other person or three other people. You can have four people in the game. And it's really good. It's really addictive, really good. It's clever, it's strategic, it's a good game. It's Galcon, G-A-L-C-O-N, 2, Galcon 2.
Graphically, it looks really quite simple, but...
It's really simple. Yeah, it is. You can pick it up and start playing very quickly, but it's a... You can... It's a lifetime to master, a moment to pick up and play.
No, it looks excellent, yeah. I mean, it's another thing that goes with iOS, that it's about gameplay, it's not about graphics. You don't need shizbang graphics, you just need good gameplay.
Yeah, this is it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a good game. Excellent. Great game.
Good pick. I like that. I got suckered last week. Not suckered. I bought Atomos
Adam must have told you about that.
Yes.
Adam Christensen recommended it on the Mac Show, and we sat down to watch Bear Grylls last week on Friday. And I didn't pay any attention at all. I had to watch it on Saturday morning because I was sitting there playing Atomos. And this looks exactly the same. It looks one of those engrossing games. Stuff the graphics, do the gameplay. Brilliant, mate. Good pick. Jeff, what do you have for us?
I have kind of a double pick today. Because
one of them is a sex toy then.
Yeah, so you might want to cue up the music.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
So, all right, so... The first thing I have is this Kickstarter project that I found incredibly funny. It's for a book called The Weird and Wonderful World of Sex Toys. There's 5 days left to go on this Kickstarter. And what makes this so absolutely wonderful to me is that there's still only one backer, and they've raised $30.76. Of the $4,614 goal that they have, 5 days left.
Oh, no.
And I just found this to be incredibly funny, and I just had to share. So, the...
Well, I mean, there's a pair of boobs there with an anal toy plug, which, on the page one, which you'd have thought would have got a lot of people straight in.
Well, you would think. And then there's also the whole thing with, actually read through part of the description, because I was kind of a...
You actually read it.
You know when you drive past a car crash and you have to slow down and look? You just can't help yourself? It's kind of like that for me.
Okay.
And I'm reading through, and at one point, she actually says, yes, you see my cleavage in all these photos, and I'm willing to use that as an incentive to get people to fund the book. So she was not above using her boobs as a tool to sell the book. And I'm guessing she didn't do it right, because she still has only one backer, 5 days left.
Okay, so for... as it stands at the moment, for a pledge of just $20, you could be one of the early adopters of the electronic copy of the finished photo book.
Why did you only back £20, Jeff?
Because that's all that was in my account.
£100 gets you a finished published copy of the book as well. But it doesn't ship till February 2016, unfortunately.
Well, apparently there's a lot of sex toys out there that need to be documented.
And
she's from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Which are well known for their classy women.
Oh, yeah.
Aye, man.
Why, I?
Well, there you go. All right, now my...
Jeff, thing. I just need to finish this off. Because...
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That picture... I mean, that is, of all the smiley faces I've ever seen drawn on images, that is probably one of the worst.
Have you seen her Twitter account?
Oh, no, really?
I have not.
Oh, my Daisy.
All right, okay.
Oh, my Maisie, M-A-I-S-I-E.
Oh, sorry, that's the name, got you.
Yeah.
I thought that was like one of those colloquial, oh, bugger me, what have I done? Clicking on that link.
Mm.
So this is clearly a hobby for her, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Oh, I
makes a little bit of money selling pants as well.
Oh, my life.
Well, if you're trying to make money off of your hobby, well, that's just capitalism right there.
Yeah, no, and it amazes me that there's a second-hand market for some of this stuff.
I'm equally amazed and appalled.
I've never clicked the link used panties before. No. It's a hashtag, apparently. There you go. Thanks for that, Jeff. That's reinstated our we're not going to keep Cool Spring, are we?
No. Probably not.
No.
But here's something that might draw them back. And there's this guy out there that does some incredible Lego designs, and he designed the Apple Watch in Lego and then puts the instructions online so that you can build your own. And it's really cool. So I just dropped a link into the chat room. This guy has designs he's done for other things like classic video game systems and old televisions and the original Macintosh and the old Apple IIe. But that Apple Watch that he did, it looks pretty cool.
I'm still sorting
through my Lego bins to find all the pieces so that I can build one myself.
So this is just standard Lego parts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just regular old Lego bricks that you get in the kits you buy. Or just, you know, buy in bulk, whatever.
I would suggest, based on some of those, you're going to need a Star Wars kit or two.
Yeah, actually, the band I built mostly from the bricks that come with. It's a Star Wars kit. It's from the Clone Wars animated series, and it's like this six-legged walking thing. And its legs had most of the pieces you need for the band.
Is yours done, Jeff?
No. I need to work on my my Lego brick organization system, because having large bins that everything's just dumped in clearly is not very effective.
Well, I'm
only partway through the band right now.
I noticed a real failing with Lego the other morning, because Bryony was waiting to go to school and she got like 10 minutes. Sharon was upstairs. She said, "You come and play with me, Daddy." Oh, okay, fair enough. So I went and had 15 minutes were on the floor and sifting through her Lego parts, and we were trying to build a garage for a car to go in, and most of the Lego parts she's got are for a purpose. They're for a model.
Mm-hmm. And they're very specific.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when I was a kid, all you got was blocks, and you used your imagination to build something. You didn't get the de facto parts to build the Star Wars device or the My Little Pony device or the Barbie device. You actually had bricks that you had to make something that was blocky and chunky and square out of it. And that's just seemed to have died, which is sad. Well,
they have a lot of kits that totally fall within the style that we bought when we were kids. And I have several of those. But in many ways, they're cooler now because the design process has become more sophisticated. So I have several like buildings and stuff that I bought as Lego kits. And it's like this massive collection of just a square and rectangle bricks that we bought as kids. But when you put them together the way they say, it's like, wow, I didn't think you could put squares together like this and come up with a shape like that. So you can still get those, but you're right. A lot of the kits, the parts are so specific for what you're building.
Excellent. Yeah. No, good pick, mate. I like that. I do like that. It's, I'm going to have a filter through Ellis's Lego stuff at the end of this, see what he's got. But I think I'm going to have to end up pulling apart several of his Star Wars projects.
Yeah. Yeah. The Star Wars kits have probably pretty much everything you need.
Gamer Show is Monday. It's here, look, you see, right next to me on the little banner that we've got.
3 p.m. till 8 p.m.
No, 3 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK time. If you haven't listened to the Gamer Show, you should. It's got Paul, Sam and Chiz in it. And it's a little bit irreverent, it has to be said. It's borderline explicit tag, but they always seem to manage to just pull it off that I can't quite say that they've got to have it. It's a good listen. And it's all the world of the Gamer Show, everything that you've got. So you've got Gamer Show this week and you've got Pocket Show next week, which is a really good podcast. Really enjoy that one as well.
Is that one 18 hours as well?
No, it's not 18 hours as well, though. It's fine. I need to work on my positioning, Steve says. Cool. Pick, Kelly.
So today, for people who don't know, is for whatever reason, the International Day of Happiness. It's a thing. Okay. I didn't make it up.
The way you broke out for me, Kelly, your words.
Same here.
So do I get some free happiness on this day?
You can.
Oh, no, that's not what I heard.
It's the International Day of Happiness.
Oh,
that's what today
shit,
is.
Shit, it really is. She's not making it up.
I'm not kidding. This is a thing. I didn't make it up. And here's somebody who is doing what I think is something kind of nifty with it. Pharrell Williams, there's a shocker, with the UN Foundation is inviting you to be somebody who is dancing to happy. And if you go to that page and you scroll down a little bit, it will play music. Be aware if you scroll down what's going to happen. But you get to see people all over the world shake it. And it's making me happy. So there you go. I wanted to be able to share that with you guys. And I hope that you had a good International Day of Happiness.
Right. Okay.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Do you think random members of the public just do a video where they're singing to happy, do you?
They just dance. There's a big join button right there. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to do it. And then you'll be able to see me there too.
I think it's so last year doing that.
You think so?
I do.
Oh, is this from you who brought Meerkat as a story?
No, because you've got to, you have no idea what you're talking about here, Kelly. I can promise you, because if you watch the feed, I will now demonstrate that Mr. Neighbor knows far more about happiness videos than you will ever know, young lady. You need to go to...
I've put it in the link.
He's put it in. Right, okay. Steve made a happiness video for the Institute of Civil Engineers, which is really exciting.
That's awesome.
Last year. And it was a project at Earl's Court for London Underground. There you go. I know about that because I filmed some of the video for the Earl's Court part, but not for this. I didn't film this video.
All that gives me is a sitemap.
And there's no... what?
Yeah. It 404s and then goes to a sitemap.
Okay, here's the YouTube link. That'll get you what you want. But there you go. That's Steve sat on a bench at Earl's Court starting the... he's the first scene on the video. So...
That's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It is pretty cool. I take the piss out of him for it, but it is pretty cool.
I love it. I haven't even seen it yet, Steve. Awesome, mate. Well done.
It might seem crazy what you're about to say.
I'm dancing to you right now.
And there's a guy called Sammy there who... Sammy's one of the guys in the project as well, but he jumps out of the train at Earl's Court. And you can see the bloke holding on to his son, like, stay away, stay away. It's almost like a care in the community moment.
This is amazing. There's one that they did last year here. One of the news stations did for the International Day of Happiness.
Cool. So your pick is International Day of Happiness.
Yes.
And the thing is, that's the only thing is I only find about the International Day of Happiness after it's nearly over.
So really for you, it's the International Evening of Happiness.
I've only got 2 hours left to be happy.
We've got time. We've got time.
We've got time.
Yeah, if this was the gamer show, it'd be like another 15 hours to go.
So I put the link in the chat to the Portland version so you guys can see what it looks like here.
That's
if
good.
You want to.
I'll put the full ICE happiness video on the end of the show. There we go, after the credits. So keep listening if you want to hear it. I'm sure we're going to get a takedown notice, so that's the only problem.
So, Kelly, watching the Portland video, I swear to God, I feel like I'm watching an episode of Portlandia.
See, you would think that, except that this kind of weird. It sort of happens all the time. You were talking about the guy holding his son at the beginning of the video when the guy gets off the train.
Yeah.
And there's a guy here in town that rides the unicycle while he plays bagpipes, which isn't the weird part. He's called the Unipiper. You can find him on
YouTube. Yeah, I know.
Now it's still not weird. But then he plays the appropriate music to the costume that he's wearing. So he wears a kilt and then the top half of a Darth Vader costume, and he plays the theme from Star Wars on the bagpipes. The bagpipes, by the way, shoot fire. So this guy, yes, I did say that with a straight face. I've apparently lived here long enough. But that guy, when he does the videos, like there's one of him where he dressed as Gandalf, head to toe, with the hat and the beard and the whole thing. He's playing the bagpipes. He's playing the Lord of the Rings theme on the bagpipes in front of the train. And people get off the train and they sort of see him go by and then just continue about their business like he's the most regular thing that they've ever seen. And that, to me, is the funniest part of the entire Unipiper video, is people just see him and they're like, oh, and then they go on about their day. It's really funny.
Cool.
I must admit, when we were shooting the Happy Day video, we did it in the middle of Earl's Court Station with probably about 300 people there, and it was really, really hard, embarrassing. A lot of these guys are doing it in the offices and they're by themselves in where they're filming, which is a bit easier.
Yeah.
I found it really embarrassing doing it.
Yeah, right.
Well, Steve, you need to hang out with me.
This is the man who virtually fights everyone for the mic at the bash. I don't believe that for a second, neighbour.
Well, at least those people are drunk.
I would bet you were mildly apprehensive, maybe, but there was no brown knickers. I guarantee that.
No, don't mention brown knickers. I've seen enough brown knickers on this.
Yeah, no. Actually, if we go back to the BBW items for sale.
Yeah. Oh my!
Isn't there an Ella Fitzgerald song? Items for sale. No, it's Love for Sale. There we go. Righty, where are you? What's your cool thing, dude?
You know where I am. Everyone knows where I am. Well, you're going to, if I was going to do me a cat, you're going to tell me. But I thought I'd say a cool thing this week is our brand new BTN Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
So come and get us down on facebook.com/BritishSetNetwork. It's you and Let Me Loose on there, and we're going to be updating that regularly. So get in, give us a like, and we'll be putting some crazy stuff up on there.
Righty's kind of, you're director of social marketing now, aren't you?
I am now.
At yes, BTN. Sir. We've given him a department.
Yes, sir.
Surely I'd go for chief executive marketing.
I'll take anything on this network. Don't worry about me.
There you go. No, Righty's chief executive. There you go. Righty's god of marketing, social media marketing on BTN. That's his newfound role. Wiggers has got website whether he likes it or not. I'm not sure what I do yet, but I'll get round to it. My cool thing is the EC Technologies power bank. There you go. That is an external battery that you can charge up and take with you wherever you go. It's not insignificant, I might say. It's probably a third of a kilo or half a kilo. It comes with the obligatory flashlight.
Ooh,
as they do.
Which you have to do like a double click and it comes on, and then you do another double click and it does SOS.
Wow, that's a hefty
device. Well, that's cool.
Look at that.
Device.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Blink, it does blink, it short, blink, see? Blink, blink, blink. There you go. I didn't buy it because of that. There you go. I bought this because I use GoPros out on site, and last weekend I filmed for quite a while using a GoPro. And I used a lithium polymer battery that I've got for the helicopters, the drones that I've got, with a USB converter, which all worked swimmingly, and it powered it for the whole day. It was absolutely awesome. Problem was, I dropped it, and I split the coating. And once you split the coating on a lithium polymer battery, putting it back in your car and bringing it home is probably not the best thing you could have done.
No.
My hunch is no.
I ended up having to throw it away. So I thought, I need something that's a bit more robust, something that's in a hard shell casing, something that'll last a bit longer. This battery is 22,500 milliamp hours. This will power a GoPro for 2.5 days. And it's got 3 USB slots in the top, and it just charges via a micro USB, and it's £30 off Amazon.
Can't be. Wow. Could you charge a Tesla,
man?
Could you charge a Tesla?
Yeah.
My wife's just come home from her bingo night, and she's come in with a hot cup of tea, and she hasn't brought me one.
I love bingo. I tried to get my kids into bingo the other day. I didn't realise you have to be over 18.
You know, you're joking.
Yeah, you have to be over 18 to get into bingo.
Was anyone tonight at the bingo under 18? Are you sure? She's got a taxi, so she is pissed, so I doubt it.
Did she win?
Did you win, Steve?
Yes.
No, she didn't win.
Not even a line.
Have her on the show to tell us about it.
Steve says, did you have a line? I'm thinking the bingo, not a cocaine, but you didn't have a line either. Can you talk? Okay. See you then. Night.
I'll get her on the show.
Seen, that's BEW's website. Oh.
That's me awake all night with her bloody snoring. So there you go. EC Technologies power bank. It's £30 on Amazon. I'll put a link in the chat room. Enjoy.
You really cost me £30 tonight already.
There's some weeks I come here and it's just like, no, and you're like typing in and it's gone. I think the worst I've spent on a Mac show is £300.
Because that's just normally £80, isn't it?
Are they all out into?
Give over. They're what?
They were £80.
Yeah, they were £80. They're awesome.
Yeah.
What bothers me is, you know when you open Google up on Chrome, it comes up with your 8 previous website that you've gone to?
Yeah.
I'm gobsmacked that Amazon doesn't actually appear in that list of the top 8. I have no idea why, because it bloody should. Oh, man. Bryony woke me up at 4:30 the other morning, and it's like, go back to bed. It's too early, darling. And she's like, what time shall I come in? And we said, don't come in before 6:30. So she comes back in at 5 o'clock. I'm like, what are you doing, Mac? It's not 6:30. I haven't got a clock in my room. So I bought her a clock on Amazon. It was just like, come downstairs, buy a clock for Bryony that projects on the ceiling. There you go. Sorted.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, who makes that battery?
EC Technologies. I'm just getting a link. Steady on. Steady on, girl. Calm down. I'm real time. I'm not keeping old Cable, what's his name here, Cable Spring Appy in the slightest. But
oh, he's gone by now.
He's gone, yeah. He switched off at 10 past.
I'll see you inside, mate, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So that's it. That's the link there. So.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? Cable what?
Cable Spring.
Cable Spring?
Yeah. I don't know what it relates to. Maybe he's a clutch. He's a bit
holy crap, the product name for that is ridiculous.
He might be a bit
it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines long. Well, they need a marketing department.
They do.
They have a marketing department. That's why they named all those models, is so that it shows up when you search Nexus battery.
Well, they need a different marketing department.
They need a director, chief executive of marketing, Paul.
Amazon made it easier for you to just sort of tick boxes for compatibility on things like this, then they wouldn't have to put all the stuff in the name.
Batwin says she was playing bingo age 10 in Blackpool, but then again, she already knew how to fill out a horse betting slip.
Oh, so did I.
Bingo halls in the States.
Yeah.
That wench gets cooler every single time we bingos. Do a show.
Bingo is a massive thing, but there's no betting. You have to go to the track to bet in the States, don't you?
Yeah.
There we go. Cable Spring. Au revoir. Right. That was it. We're all done. Have we done? Everyone's done a cool thing. So, where can we get a hold of you, Monsieur Neber?
London the Mac User Group. And S Neighbour on Twitter, S-N-A-Y-B-O-U-R.
No, Steve Neighbour on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Steve Neighbour on Twitter.
You're welcome. Chairman of the London Mac User Group. London Mac User Group meets every second Tuesday. Monday.
Every second Monday of the month. And we do great keynote parties whenever there's a keynote, which are good fun as well.
I've got to say, because the thing is that's really nice about the Elmwood meetings is you get there and there's a massive age range, isn't there? I mean, there's people in their 20s right through to people in bath chairs.
And 95s, yes.
Yeah, and the questions come up are like, how do I deal with this? And you get someone who's 85 who's just upgraded to Yosemite and is like, I can't find this anymore.
No, it's somebody who's 85 who's just upgraded to System 9.
Snow Leopard.
Panther, yeah.
And they say, I can't get my air printer working on System 9. And then do you have a conversation about it?
We have had a question about IBM OS 2 as well from one of the ones I was there. So it is diverse in the extreme. It is superb. So get yourself to London Mac User Group every second Monday at Tiger Tiger in the Haymarket in London. It's well worth going. Great bunch of people. And I'm there most months, but I haven't been for the last 2 months, so. I need to renew my membership as well. I'm not a member anymore. Tell Pierre to try. I'm sorry. Your name's Jeff. Jeff, can we get hold of you? That was a blank for a second. Sorry.
And that's news to whom exactly?
Oh, I thought it was Steve Sandy for a second.
I understand why you would think that. Yeah. Hey, yeah, okay, so when I'm not playing Steve Sandy, you can find me at Mac Observer, so it's macobserver.com, and on Twitter, I'm Jay Gamet, same thing on Instagram, and like pretty much everywhere else. Also, freshbrewedtales.com, where I talk about all the ridiculous things I see people doing in coffee shops. And just so everyone knows, if things look a little odd at times on that site over the next couple weeks, that's because I am doing a whole site redesign. And you know the whole thing where people will design a site and then push it live? Mm-hmm. Oh, screw that. I'm just fixing it as I go.
Oh, living on the edge.
Batwish did come out with a bit of a pithy remark earlier on and said, love the design of the new site, Jeff. Any chance of a new post?
and the answer to that is yes. And my, aren't you a feisty little girl?
Thank you, mate. Kelly, where are you? Mrs. Oh, he said sir then, Jesus.
I know. You've called me much worse. It's cool. You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. You can find me explaining stuff with Jeff over at the Mac Observer in articles and on the Daily Observation podcast. You can find me elsewhere here. I'm also on the current episode of the Internet Outrage Machine, which is a hilarious game show that I totally recommend even when I'm not on it. And you can hear me on the After Show, a podcast I host with Mike Rose.
Excellent. Steve, Batwinch says in the chat room, when are you doing a national membership so that we can join for if we're non-US Londoners? You can join on the website already, can't she?
Yes, and we need to work that out.
We need to work out how to broadcast the meetings to you, but you can join now. You can join now, though.
Meerkat.
There you go.
If you join now, then there'd be the finances available to set up the stream. So there you go. Just go to Elmug on Google and find the website, and you can join straight away.
We need all the help we can get, trust me.
Yeah, no, definitely. Righty, where are you, boy?
Hello, mate. Paul is on Twitter, forever at BritishTechNetwork.com, and now Facebook.com/BritishTechNetwork.
Excellent, mate. Hey, hey. And the Facebook page, well done, Director of Social Marketing.
Sir.
Manage your ranking, you get me at your ranking on Twitter. You can also follow the network on at British Tech on Twitter as well as. And we'll be back again next week. I think we're back to Thursday next week. So sorry there's been a bit of a to and fro of it, but it's just been work-based issues. And last night was a bit of a social-based issue, as Mr. Neighbour can back me up on.
Ooh.
Because we did have a sherbet or two together and a burger. That's not a sexual thing. That's just it was actually a burger.
But even if it was a sexual thing, that's okay. Yeah. We're not judging.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah.
So we'll be back again next Thursday with the big show. We got a gamer show on Monday, and we got
all day.
The Mac show on Friday. So come and join us. It'll be great fun. Yeah, gamer show all day. See you soon. Thanks for listening.